The AAA San Antonio Missions are in a two-team playoff race in the Pacific Coast League with just a handful of games left on the schedule. The Brewers Farm Club is 78-55 in its first year down in San Antone after relocating from Colorado Springs. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and the program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Bubba Derby is 6-7 with a 4.80 ERA and a team-best 99 strikeouts for the Missions this year. He's a five-year pro out of Arcadia, California, and the San Diego State alum is with me on S&C. So welcome to the show, Bubba. You guys have your eyes on a playoff spot right now. Bring us up to date on Missions baseball, will you?
Yeah, you know, it's going good. You know, we got a lot of guys that, you know, we definitely have the talent to, you know, make the playoffs, and I would even say win the whole thing, you know, and everybody's pretty excited for it. You know, we're here in Round Rock. We're down one game from Round Rock, so this series actually is pretty much going to determine our future, whether we make playoffs or not. It looks like we'll need to win at least 3 out of 4 here to have a fighting chance, but you know, with the late group of guys that we have, that's definitely a good possibility, you know.
Yeah, you're going to finish up on the road here. The Brewers have plucked a few of your guys, you know, to make the trip up north to Milwaukee in the major league team. Hira, Grisham, Spangberg, Blackspin up. What's that like when a guy gets that coveted call?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know. It's exciting to see, you know, always the look on a guy's face when he first gets told, you know, he's going to the big leagues either for the first time or he's going back. You know, it's always an exciting moment for the entire team, to be honest. And, you know, it is pretty wild. You know, there's so many moves that happen throughout the year. It almost feels like a much different team than the team we started with, just from trades and, you know, guys going up mostly, some guys going back down. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of a whirlwind process that goes on during the full length season here.
Yeah, those guys are up. Other guys make rehab assignments down at AAA. Shaw's down there. Junior Guerra's been down there. Jimmy Nelson. And Brett Suter. Yeah, Suter's on rehab assignment down there. How's he doing?
Yeah, Brent's a great guy. You know, I've played with Brent before, you know, back in 2017 in Colorado Springs. And, you know, him and I, we share our faith together and we talk about it. I feel like that's a pretty important thing to do, you know, especially in the clubhouse, is to, you know, find the guys that share that faith with you and, you know, have guys to lean on during tough times, you know, long years. But, yeah, Suter's he's a great human being. He understands the game and he understands how to handle himself, you know, on the field and off the field. So he's definitely somebody, you know, to look up to and to try and, like, follow in those footsteps, you know.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy, and I'm sure he keeps your clubhouse loose, too, because he just is a hilarious guy. You mentioned the team was in Colorado Springs. They moved from that thin air and inflated ERAs of Colorado Springs to San Antonio. How big was the relocation of this ball club to a more average elevation for you guys as pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is better. You know, people always talk about, you know, the altitude taking an effect on, you know, how far the ball flies there, which is true. But the other thing that they don't really ever pay attention to is, you know, say, for example, like recovery. You know, your body doesn't recover nearly as fast up in that type of altitude, so you're constantly sore, and you have to really pay attention to what you're doing, you know, off the field to make sure that you're giving your body a good chance to recover so that you feel better the next day.
Yeah, that thin air is great for hitters, not so good for pitchers. So when you were pitching at Colorado Springs, did you have to try to, you know, cut yourself some slack with the ERA?
Yeah, you try not to think about numbers. you know, you try to let the organization worry about that. You know, like I said, it is a really long year. And the more you sit there and stare at your phone, looking at all your numbers, I think the quicker you're going to drive yourself crazy. You know, I think if anybody tells you that they don't look at their numbers at all through an entire year, probably lying to you. I think everybody somewhat keeps tabs on them. But it's not, you know, when you can't be out there thinking, oh, man, I give up a run. My ERA is going to shoot up to 5 now. You know, it's like if you're that close to your numbers, you're really not focusing on the right stuff, in my opinion. So,
all right. Right-handed pitcher Bubba Derby started. He can come out of the pen. That's what he's doing right now for the Milwaukee Brewers AAA team in San Antonio, Texas, the Missions. And I tell you what, Bubba, let's plan on getting together next time. We're out of time for today's sports and commentary, and this could be the first time that our listeners have heard of you, so we're going to ask you to describe your stuff on the mound and talk about your personal life and your spiritual life coming up here on Sports and Commentary. So I'd like to reconnect, if that's all right.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.